Hello.
Hey, and it's Alex from our stuff. How are you
Hi,
doing?
how you? Yeah, it worked. It worked, and then it just went offline again.
So then it must not be that, because it's still, I'm looking at your network right now, and it's still connected.
Yeah, I see it's connected, but it's just, I don't know what's going on. I just don't understand.
So what I think is happening is that whatever cloud service has used to see that thermostat, it's not grabbing the IP correctly. It's either I think it's grabbing your public IP, which, because of the way our network is set up, that it's basically just not seeing the device. It's not that it's actually offline, because the thermostat's
Right.
definitely connect. I can see it connected now.
Yeah. It shows that, you know, it shows, I mean, the modem and the router are literally, you know, inches away from the thermostat, and it's got a full signal. But trying to connect via Wi-Fi to the thermostat is not working. I mean, this is not an unpopular thermostat. I mean, a lot of people get it. Is there a thermostat that Archtop we know works really well with Archtop? Because I could return this and get a.
It's not necessarily about that. It's just that I'm trying to explain it without making it complicated.
Yeah, don't make it complicated because I won't
Yeah,
understand.
of course
Yeah,
not. No, I
it
got
seems to
you.
get it, but it doesn't keep it. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yeah, so it's give me 1 second. I'm gonna ask one of the network engineers a quick question.
okay.
All right.
Yep, sure.
right, so this is basically what one of my engineers are saying.
Okay.
He's saying that, so like we've looked at the device, right? And it's not that it's ever disconnecting from the Wi-Fi. What's happening is that at the provider level, at our level, we have implemented something on the network called a CGNAT.
Now,
to basically break that down into layman's terms, is basically how we distribute IP addresses, right?
Okay.
So what your application is trying to do is trying to basically grab what we call a private IP, which is only local to you, within your network.
Right.
But it's unable to because we have basically it's like you're under two separate network address translations, which is, it's just how our network is set up. So your device is intermittently being able to see the, your application is intermittently being able to see the device, and then anytime, at any one point in time, it's just not being able to see it. And
right.
That's because it's both trying to read it internally and externally. It's trying to see that device, which therein lies the issue. It's not that device has ever disconnected from Wi-Fi, because it hasn't. It has an uptime of like, 10 days.
Yeah.
So like that's how whenever the router is online, it's online as well. It's not like it's ever disconnecting.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I have, you know, a bunch of other stuff, which doesn't seem to ever, I've got like other Wi-Fi things like lighting and gardening stuff and my Sonos sound system. They all work fine. As far as Sonos ever works, but you know, but they basically work pretty good. So I do, I sort of understand what you're saying. I guess the bottom line is there a solution to it?
So there's two routes we could take, right?
Okay.
And I say two because one of them, there's really three, but the third one's not really a viable option, right? So I'm going to stick with what's in the realm of reality. So
yeah, we have, please.
So we have one issue. I'm sorry, we have one resolution, which is you could basically you'd have to get why am I not remembering the word? It's literally, a static IP address.
So a static IP address, okay.
Correct. So what that would do is that would give you an IP address that does not, it's going to be yours. Like, you're going to own that IP address, right? It's not going to be, it's not going to change. So at the public, at the public IP level, the application will be able to see everything that it should need to see without getting too technical with the wordplay here. I'm just going to keep it simple. It's going to be able to see everything it needs to see, and it won't. This issue won't happen anymore.
Right.
That's one way, and that is a viable option. Then there's the other way, which is it would involve you having to try and set up what's called a NAT64, which is basically a method of network address translation that allows IPv4 data to convert to, so IPv6 data to convert to IPv4 data, which would bypass the CGNAT, which is kind of complicated.
So that's a viable option, not for me.
It's the only other, the other one would be to like, have like a tech company come and set up something in your home, which is obviously that's in those extremely expensive. You know what I mean? That's not not really conducive because you never have a real timeline. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. I mean, is this anything to do with the fact that another network provider is this like something to do with optical versus whatever the other one is, cable or whatever it is? Is this an optical issue?
It has nothing to do with that. It's just the
okay.
So what a lot of service providers do now, like if you look at a lot of these newer ISPs and a lot of these even older ISPs, what they're doing now is because of the amount of IPv4 addresses that are, you know, coming, they're not really they don't have as much available anymore.
Right.
They're starting to implement this thing called with CGNAT, which is carrier grade network address translation, which allows them to kind of use less IPv4 addresses for more.
Right.
For more people because it's
more people.
Now. Yeah.
I sort of understand what you mean there. So by me getting my own private, if I went out and bought a router and a modem of my own, that wouldn't, I'm not going to do this. To be honest, this issue is like, it's annoying, but it's not going to, I'm not going to, just because I can't change, 30 years ago, I wouldn't even dream about things, being able to change the temperature in the house from a different country. So it doesn't really worry me too much, but it's just annoying. And
no,
the bottom line, I think you're saying, is there's not much really I could, without going to a lot of trouble, I can do about it and just live with it.
The only thing would be I think it's $9.99 a month for your own static IP if you really want to go down that route.
We're not going to do that. It's just not worth it. It's just annoying that it worked with the previous, with Spectrum, who we just did not like at all. And it doesn't work with you guys, who we do like. So a bit of it's just a pain in the ass. I've now got my router and my modem sitting out on a shelf right next to the thermostat. That's really nothing to do with it, is it?
No.
I can just put them back where they were, out of sight. I really appreciate all your help. You've taught me a lot, but I'm going to ignore everything you said. Okay? All right. If something in the future comes up that's simple and easy and cheap, let me know and we'll fix it.
Of course.
Otherwise, we'll just stay with the on and offness of this. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye now.